because there is a rishon called Orach HaSechaim. And Orach HaSechaim says, and as the Chemetz says, that also Paskins like that, and many, many Paskins like that, that the reason why they use the words base oval and a chosen, because the usual, because they spoke about the norm. The norm was for the chosen to go to shul and for the oval to be at home. But the reason still applies, and that's why I decided already, and it's not just myself, it's many, many rabbonim rule that way, that the same reason as which applies in this oval applies also when the oval is present. If you look at the reasons why don't you say this oval, what's the reason why I wouldn't say this oval? Because during Shiva, when the oval is sitting Shiva, it's midas adin. The same thing applies when it comes to shul. So there's a plenty, and the reason why I decided to make it lepluk, because there's even according to those opinions that say that when the oval is in shul, you say tachanun. They will say that it depends on, you know, if there is mashal in the minyan, you don't say it. And if on the first day, on the second. So you know what? It became so complicated. So they started, Orach HaSechaim was a rishon, and the Chemet was a very, very choshev pesach, and it's kedai to follow them. And I also agree with the reasoning. The reasoning doesn't contradict anything which says in Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch quotes the Loshon, which is used in the earlier Paschim, which means base oval, and the chosen shul. And the way that they explain the Shulchan Aruch is that it's not a contradiction. Shulchan Aruch talks about the norm, but and it doesn't talk about exceptions to rule. So therefore, today that a lot of Avraham come to shul, it's exactly the same as Beis Oval. But it's practiced in many, many places.